Ireland's Class Kids Radio. How are you? It's Trina Mara here. We're going to Zoom today. Danny O'Donoghue from The Script. Hello.
I'm recording in progress.
Are you doing?
I realise I look, I don't know what's going on with this filter thing.
What are you doing? You look like you're a green screen. You're probably on a beach somewhere, are you?
I'm actually in the man cave in my house.
Why is it not a woman cave? Where's the woman cave?
I don't want to be here. It's all game and stuff and nerd stuff. So I'm quite happy to have the downstairs completely to myself. It's great. How are you keeping?
Great. Yeah, really good. Just I'm in Glasgow right now. We got a show tonight. And yeah, good.
I just saw you on the back of a bus.
How was I on the back of a bus?
We're looking good. Thomond Park in Limerick advertising the gig for next July.
Yeah. I was like, what am I? How did you see me in the back of a bus? Did I look alike? Or
no.
Did they build a statue of me on the fucking. On the, sorry. Did they build a statue of me on the 48A sitting on the back of the bus?
46A, isn't it? The 46A has just come to an end.
After I was on the 48A. And there was a 75, which he's taking up to from Tala all the way out to Dunleary.
You're not taking a bus anymore, Danny, are we?
No, we're not. No, we own the bus now.
Mind you, the last time I saw you down at the album, when you were kind of showcasing the album, letting us hear some of the bits and bobs, I was waiting for a lift outside. You ran into your spar next door to get your Sambo. So you're very down to earth, really. You think you'd have some assistant now to go off and get that for you?
Nah, it's funny. In those first years, you start to go like, oh no, I'm famous now. What do I need? Oh, I need an entourage. And then you just realize that costs too much money. And then you have all these people who do stuff for you. And you just realize that you can all go do it yourself. Do you know what I mean? There's no, just because people know you now, it doesn't mean that you're not supposed to go in and order your record or whatever. So I find I cut down on money. Also on security, because I box now can look after myself. So good now, I put down my security too.
But the thing is, people probably think that it's not you. They probably think it's the Danny O'Donoghue lookalike, do they?
Yeah. Or like Paul Mescal or some Danny O'Donoghue lookalike competition.
Yeah.
I actually thought it was hilarious. What a great idea to do it. You know,
because there's loads of lads turning up in the O'Neill's shorts, hoping that they look somewhat like him. Yeah,
all these lads walking in with a little tiny Ronnie on the road, like, are you not entertained? Are you not entertained?
Here's me, Christmas just around the corner.
Yeah, can you see I got my Christmas Santa red on? You know,
Santa, you're looking very Santa like. Is this your last Christmas as an unmarried man?
Yeah, hopefully, yeah. If I make it to the wedding, yeah.
Danny, you don't want that to be the headline now.
Yeah, no, it's like. Yeah, no, I'm not getting married till next year, so it'd be my last Christmas. My last Christmas there. It might also be my last Christmas in Temple Street, where we've been doing it for 14 years now, down there on Christmas Day, and just, you know, have spending Christmas Day down there with everybody in Lossall. Because they'll probably be moving to James Street next year. So I think it's gonna be the last one down in Temple Street. So it'll be pretty poignant Christmas in Christmas Day.
But Jenny, when you think if they go down to James Street, that's actually more your neck of the woods. That's more where you spend time growing up.
Yeah, exactly. It's good though. I think, you know, obviously I'm not getting into the political side of things, but I wish they had, you know, fixed the hospital a lot quicker, you know what I'm saying? It's whatever. It'll be done when it's done. And like I said, the kids need a good place to go.
So come here to me. The album went pretty well then. I mentioned how you were playing the Satellites tracks to us that day. And it had a great reception, I think, from everyone that was there. And I love the fact that you were explaining exactly, you know, what the songs were about. And it went to number one.
Yeah, that was the more unbelievable thing, you know, was I was playing it like, you got to look at it from our side. You know, we lost a band member, massively integral band member. And we were just trying to do what we were doing to get through that moment. You know, recording music for me was the cathartic pride of, okay, let's put into practice what I've been telling everybody else to do is every day, every hour, with the pain and the power. And I feel like, as a project just for me, Glenn, you know, the two bands, all of our families and everybody to try and get through that period, it worked out crazy because I didn't really know what I was doing at the start. When we were writing it, I was just like, well, look, if you come out with an album and it's crap, it doesn't matter because we're shelving. We looked at it, we were all super proud of the songs. We felt like there was stuff in there that needed to be heard by the world. And so we released it. And like I said, and all our fans and, you know, around the world responded. It was unbelievably successful. And then off the back of that tour, we put on the Satellite World Tour and it sold out. You know, here we are 17 years later playing, these arenas and, with Glasgow Hydro, three nights in Dublin, and it's amazing for us because it feels fresh. It feels like those first few years of the bands, there's that kind of feeling around it. It's like people really want to come to the gigs. It's a hot ticket in town. And like I said, I couldn't ask for a better outcome
Yeah.
considering, the hole that we were in last year,
Robbie Williams was in with us there announcing his gig for Croke Park. Is that something that you'd like to have on the list, the next thing to do?
Well, we've done it so far. There's not very many places in Dublin that we haven't played yet. I think Marnie Park might be one, that because it's right beside where I grew up. So, but again, the only show that we're doing next year is Parliament Park because, we always do Dublin shows and people from the country come up to us and we're like, we need to let's go there, let's go
Spread
to
it,
where they're.
absolutely, yeah, great
And I
idea.
feel like that's what I wanted to do. And I feel like also, if we put on some extra dates in Dublin, people from Dublin wouldn't come down. But I want everybody to come down to the country and experience how beautiful, like I said, they're so hospitable. It's an amazing part of the country as well. That I want to do that. So I'm trying to explore, like when as you get older, like I said, it's a posh problem to have, but when you play at all these places, it's like, well, where are you gonna play next? I personally prefer to try and maybe play somewhere, like I said, like a Marnie Park or a Phoenix Park, or I don't know, somewhere that is like maybe not done before.
Somewhere on the bus roof.
I did ha not yet. I had an idea. Do you remember the old Beat on the Streets? Do you remember them?
Yeah,
It's
I do
another
remember
radio
them. They were
station.
brilliant, weren't they?
Beat the Streets, but I just remember they do them at Stephen's Green. It'd be like the stage would be at the top of Stephen's Green, and it would be jammers all the way down, all the conduits and all of the streets and all that kind of stuff. Doing like a middle of the town gig would
Yeah.
be
You need
brilliant.
to make it like a surprise gig though, like the way when Chris Martin turned up on Grafton Street and that turned into a music video and the hype and everything. That's what it needs to
Yeah.
be something like that.
Dermot Kennedy did a beautiful one. It was the last Christmas or the Christmas before. He went up, I think it was on someone's balcony anyway, on Grafton Street, and the whole place was jammed.
Yeah.
It was a beautiful moment. But something like that, which is unconventional, do you know what I mean? I don't know why. But like I said, right now our sights are set on Cormac Park on July the 12th next year,
This
2025.
is a ad. Yeah. With Christmas just around the corner, I wanted to just ask you Christmassy questions, if that's all right. Okay.
Okay.
Favorite Christmas song?
Oh, I know it's getting into controversy, but what's it called? Fairytown New York? It's got to
Oh,
be.
yeah. Do you
I
know
know
when
there's
I.
like, okay, there's derogatory saying in the first,
Oh,
you
yeah. We
come back
know
with
it. Yeah.
Maggie Gucci Blesi. You can't say that anymore, so that's kind of rude. But I love the song, I love the melody, I love the melody and the performance, maybe not the lyric. Can I say that?
Do you know when I was getting married, Danny, the last song that we played that night was Fairytale in New York, but I got married in the August. So it was like, it was
Listen,
the
it
best
doesn't
song
matter because
ever.
that song evokes something, but it's Irish. Do
Yeah.
you know what I mean? People are on the top of the roof shooting potatoes out of their guns, man. It's so classically Irish. I love that song. It's the last one that they play in the pub on Christmas Eve as well, which is
Yeah.
it's brilliant. People you don't even like
I know.
people used to put
Guaranteed.
it.
Can you think of a toy you asked Santa Claus for?
Yeah, loads. Which year?
Oh, you know, yeah.
One of my favorite ones was He-Man. I got a Castle Grayskull. I remember waking up and being like, I didn't think I was gonna get it, but having He-Man. I asked for the He-Man. And then Castle Grayskull as like maybe, you know what I mean? But it was like Castle Grayskull, Skeletor, He-Man, Teela, She-Ra,
Hera
and
was
Teela.
she with a girlfriend or the sister? She was the sister,
She-Ra
wasn't
was
she?
like the female version of He-Man, and
Yeah.
then Teela was He-Man's love interest in He-Man.
Okay.
See?
What was He-Man's saying again, his phrase?
I have the power.
There was a kid down the road from us growing up, and their surname was
Wait a
Power.
minute, I got a song every day, every hour, turn the pain into power. Maybe it's because of He-Man, you never know.
Did you ever get tickets to the toy show?
No, only when
No,
I was
no
on
one
it.
did. No one did.
No, only when I was on it. Yeah. But in fairness, that's the best part. Well, I'd say for my nieces and nephews and stuff, that's the best part about being in the script is you get tickets to the toy show every year.
What?
Well, we're normally on it, or we're like, yeah, I know someone on backstage or I'm surprising the kid or whatever. So
Oh,
yeah, I've had a
brilliant.
few years where my sister has been like, you don't get loads of tickets, you just get a few tickets, like maybe one or two. So, but like whoever's there is like, get a test, like, oh, get this, and they all get all the free stuff. Okay.
Danny, we go back so long, like 30 years, we're practically blood. Could you not sort them out for me? No.
Well, you know what? I mean, since Cody left, I don't know. I don't have any ends there. You know what I mean?
No
I make
ends
the call.
anymore. Christmas memory that really stands out for you over the years.
Christmas memory that stands out. You know what? Temple Street is always one every year. Probably the 10th anniversary because I didn't realize it was the 10th anniversary, and I showed up, and John
John the
ended up.
Porter.
John gave me. John had organized a cake. And everybody kind of was like congratulating me what you know that like what they do normally, but like after the 10 years, it was just brilliant. I had the cake, and I had like every year there was a photograph of the years that we'd done all the way around the cake, and I got quite emotional on that day. That kind of stands out because it's a small thing, and it's only one day a year, but it really makes a difference. You know what I mean? For all those support, the poor kids who were in there on that day, and also the nurses that. You know, are in there 365 days out of the year. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, and
I'm
husband.
in there one day and like bounce out like ready wreck, like I saved the world. And do you know what I mean? It's special what they do there.
I know it is. And the fact that they probably have kids at home themselves as well, and they're still going in to work, I know.
You know, so it's obviously very sad, but then there's also funny stories, and there's kids in there 7 years old, they shove the Lego over his nose and he can't get it out. His parents are there, and they're like, you know, whatever. They never expected to meet me, and we're all just sitting there in this weird scenario where the kids leg up the nose, and the parents are there going, like, what's happening? I'm dancing the script, singing, you know, Jingle Bells.
I know.
So,
I remember meeting a mom in there one time, and she was so worried about her child. The child had like these bruises all over their body, and she was like, I don't know what the hell what this is. Really worried, and it turned out it was just paint. It was paint, and it hadn't washed off.
the
And
brown
they don't
paint on
judge you.
there.
They don't judge you. They just
Oh, could
say
you
it's
imagine
okay.
that? The doctor just gets a sponge and wipes it off, and is like, "You're free to go. Go
You're free to
on."
go. Danny O'Donoghue is with us today via Zoom in his red jacket, looking a bit like Santa Claus today. Christmas just around the corner. Favorite Christmas movie or TV show that you just have to watch?
I love the National Lampoon Christmas Vacation. Have you seen any of those with Chevy Chase?
Yeah, I know that one, yeah.
Oh, Elf! Elf! Come
Oh
on, Elf!
no! I had this debate the other day. I'm so over Elf. It's just on too
Well,
much.
I only watch it at Christmas, so I don't watch it any other time. But Will Ferrell's like one of my favorite comedic actors of all time. So yeah, I love him.
Do you ever meet him?
No, I never met. I'd love to
Don't do
meet him though.
that.
I don't know
Don't do
though.
that, Danny. Do you know the way they say don't meet your heroes? Don't
No,
do
you're
it.
right. And also, don't meet comedians because it's like trying to play football with Wayne Rooney or something. I mean, you're crap at it. And I fancy myself as like, oh, quick wits. I can give you one-liners. But against a comedian, he's just sitting there like, oh, God. It's like someone coming up to me with an idea for a song, I'm like, please don't, you know.
Okay, next question I won't ask, though. Had an idea for a song. Come here. I was saying only saying as well the last time I met you, I was saying about you're almost like the salesman for the script when you're selling the music, but you're saying this is not like a job to you at all. You just love it so much.
I mean, listen, in today's day and age, you have to be a salesman. You know, I think, I mean, music, like proper music. I was listening to this at home, like, oh, he's in sell-out, or this, that, and the other. I'm like, you don't understand the industry if you don't understand that you're selling your products. You know, at the end of the day, it's all well and good being an artist and being like, oh, I just want people to discover my art and I do it just for me. It's like, I'm the opposite. I don't do it just for me. I do it, but I really love to do it, but I also love showing it to people. It's my favorite thing to do is to show what I've done to other people. In order for us to cut above all social media and all the stuff in the news and all the things like all this collection that people have. Because remember, like when we grew up, it was like music was the internet. It was just like which band do you like, what type of band do you like, and what type of band you like then told you what type of friends you can get with, you know, in if you're a goth or if you're rock or pop. And it was like this whole world. But now music has just been kind of reduced down to like one tiny tile on your iPhone, and then there's like Twitter, there's, you know, Instagram, there's TikTok, there's all these other ones. So it's been marginalized down to a tiny little square on your phone. And there's games, computer games, and TV, and all sorts of drugs, there's alcohol, there's whatever. So to try and get your meaning across from that, you have to shed very loud, and you got to do what you need to do to get your music out there and stay relevant.
Yeah, people are more kind of famous now from their song being on TikTok. Like, it's a world that I kind of don't understand because I'm 43, so I don't really get it.
Well, you are like, yeah, we're both the same age, and I feel like One thing that we're realizing now, and the reason why I think this tour in particular sold out so fast, is Manic Can't Be Moved and Break Even
Yeah.
and Hall of Fame to a massive degree have had, they've all three of those have been hits on TikTok. We didn't push it. We weren't like, oh, there's TikTok, let's promote on there. You know, the songs made it on there, and then one kid made a video with Manic Can't Be Moved, then two, then three, then 3 million, then 300 million. And this has been amazing, the amazing thing. Now, of course, it has a psychological effect on children, which I don't agree with. But how the mass and the size of the reach that you can get, if you have the right thing and the right product, and you mean well with that product, the reach is unbelievable.
Yeah.
So for art, for music, for arts and crafts, for moms and dads' shops, you know, mom and pop's shops, just in the middle of nowhere, somebody making something in the middle of Ballina, next of all, it blows up on TikTok, and then next they're a millionaire overnight. So it's like this lottery of like creativity and all. I don't know. I quite enjoy it now. I used to run away from it. I do it on for a certain amount of hours during the day, a certain amount of time, not even an hour. But I feel like that's how we've gotten this almost second wind or the Indian summer. You know what I mean? It's
Yeah.
like when you go to the shows. Anybody who was at those Dublin shows knows that the Manic Can't Be Moved, Break Even, and Hall of Fame all got like unbelievable screeches. But it's from the type of noise that younger people make, right? Those songs, and I was like, half of this place has got to be made up of fans who have only found out about our band in the past year, 2 years.
Yeah, they must have been
Still have it
babies,
last.
really.
I swear, when you walk through, like walk around, the one thing which gives us amazing, you know, confidence moving forward is that, you know, the people aren't, they don't really care about me. They don't care about Glenn or, you know, me, the band.
Ah, we
They
do, Danny, we do.
but they love the music. Think about this. Why are kids getting online with the script now? It's because of the music. It's not because of me. You know, it's like I said, I'm in my 40s. They're not sitting there going like, oh, he's a heartthrob, right? That's not happening. They're just sitting there going, these songs are banging. I love the lyrics. These are whatever. These are what's the word they say? Underestimated band or whatever it is, like undiscovered. They still think we're not the size we should be, which is hilarious because we've been number one for nearly 17 years. That was kind of it. That was my rant anyway. Like I said, I love it.
Go on.
Come to the gigs and you see the diverse nature of it's back to the first two, three albums. You know, it's everybody from, you know, 10 years old to 70. It's crazy.
Happy Christmas. Take
See you
care.
soon,
Bye.
love. Bye bye bye.
See you, love. Danny O'Donoghue there from The Script talking to us via Zoom. It's Ireland's Classic Kids Radio.